Good evening, and welcome to another exciting session in ever-increasing Word Training Center under the guidance and direction of Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. It's amazing to me how quick this semester has come to pass. Seems as though time is accelerating, but I want all of you ministry schools students to know and understand you're part of one of the greatest moves in the history of the kingdom of God. Because God planned the ages by Jesus Christ. He planned for you to be here. So I'm thankful that you saw fit to take the time to attend this school of ministry, this training center, where we're training you in the realm of the spirit and not just historical facts from the scriptures. Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. is a man of the spirit. You listening? And he will frustrate you if you in the flesh, because he turns. He reminds me so much of St. John, I believe it is 3:8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell from whence it came, and thou canst not tell where it's going. And then it goes on to say, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So we have that divine right to flow with the Holy Spirit even as he does, because this is an apostolic school of ministry. I'm always thankful for all of the apostolic instructors that have surrounded him to carry out this part of the vision that God has given him. Amen. Tonight's class, final class for this semester, is moving in the gift of the discerning of spirits. Moving in the gift of the discerning of spirits. Chapter 12 in your books. Let us begin. Introduction. Everything that is within the realm of knowing. Whether it be of past, present, or future, facts, events, purpose, motives, even destiny, or spirit origin, all come under and within the range of the three revelation or the three revelational gifts. There is nothing that God knows that cannot be made known to man
if the Holy Spirit wills
through the avenues of one or more of these three revelational gifts. And those revelational gifts are what? The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and it didn't say discerning, it's the discerning of spirits. Because each of these with the article T-H-E or the before them indicates we're dealing with specific information that came from God. Go ahead. The discerning of spirits completes the grouping of the revelational gifts. Now, this is the definition of the gift of the discerning of spirits. It is the supernatural enablement
to identify the nature
and character of spirits that are seen or spirits that are unseen.
It gives
to the believer supernatural insight
into the realm of the spirit.
The discerning of spirits
is restricted
to a specialized kind of knowledge.
That is
a single class of object,
namely
the realm of the spirit. So right off the bat, what we're talking about in the discerning of spirits, we're talking about discerning in the realm of the spirit. We're not talking about being critical of people. Okay, go ahead.
The The discerning of spirits
is an on-site gift
that detects the source
and the nature
of any manifestation.
Watch this. Here it goes again.
In the realm of the spirit.
Go ahead.
The gift operates
at the time
when the miracle
or the manifestation
is taking place.
Discern the source
other than at the time
of its manifestation
should be done only through
the guidelines of scripture
and perception and insight
or through the operation
of the word of knowledge
because this gift
deals with the past and present,
the discerning of spirits,
deals with the past and present facts.
The discerning of spirits
is different from the two other revelational gifts
in that
it is entirely supernatural.
Both the objects
that are revealed
and their operations
are entirely supernatural.
Why is that?
Because you're dealing what?
In the realm of the spirit.
Though the operation of the two other revelational gifts
are supernatural,
the object of their revelation
is usually up on the natural place.
What the discerning of spirits is not.
It is not the ability
to see faults in another.
It is not
the discerning of spirits is not
being suspicious of others.
It is not psychological
insight. It is not psychological
or mental or intellectual
insight.
It's not mind reading.
It is not reading someone's mind.
It is not associated
with spirit phenomena.
Of demonic spirits
which impersonate the voices of the dead
and it is not the ability of discernment
that is found in Hebrews chapter number 5
verses 12 through 14
this ability is an acquired skill
that is developed through practice.
Now, he's talking about in Hebrews chapter 5,
you know,
that you can have your senses
trained
in such a way as you can discern
good and evil.
You listening?
But that's
acquired through what?
Training.
You listening?
The
discerning of spirits
is
supernatural.
You listening?
It happens
right on the spot.
You listening?
And
it's
entirely supernatural.
No figuring
out, no
wondering,
no wishing.
Go ahead.
Foundations
for operating in the
discerning of spirits.
The need to develop
spiritual sensitivity.
The need,
number one, there
must be the need
to develop
spiritual
sensitivity.
Our spirits must be trained
to respond
to the Holy Spirit's
leading
and moving.
We must learn
to discern
the voice
of God
within our hearts.
This ability will help us
to become acquainted
with the inner workings
and dealings
of God the
Holy Spirit.
And lastly,
we should create
an atmosphere
of praise
and thanksgiving
over our lives.
This will help keep our
spirit healthy.
As this will keep our spirits healthy
and wholesome.
Number two. The need to develop a proper understanding
of the spirit world
or the realm of the spirit.
The foundational teaching
of fallen angels and demons
must be clearly understood.
This forms the proper basis
for us to check the facts
we receive
through the gift
of the discerning of spirits.
The realm of the spirit
is so vast
that unless we understand the truth
about spirits
and the spirit realm,
we can step outside of the realm,
here we go, of biblical boundaries.
And enter into what?
Error.
Which means it is important for us to understand in this class.
If you are around the ministry of Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., you will always hear Reverend Leroy Thompson Jr., Dr. Leroy Thompson Jr., say these words before he opens up various meetings. Whether we're talking about the impartation conference or camp meeting or even in the prosperity revival, watch what he says.
Only the Holy Spirit can escort us properly into the realm of the spirit.
You don't want to go into the realm of the spirit without the guide.
Jesus say, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, the spirit of reality,
the spirit of truth and the spirit of reality is in the realm of the spirit.
Howbeit when he, the spirit of truth is come, he will
lead and guide you into all what?
The truth.
You listening?
Go ahead.
Number three,
the ability to discern
the voice of God
within a believer.
We need to be able to hear
clearly God's voice
distinctively.
If we're going to deal with the spirit world or in the realm of the spirit,
we need to be able to distinguish his voice.
From all other voices.
God's sheep will not hear nor entertain
the voice of a stranger.
That's those who are rooted and grounded.
That's not those who have itching ears.
Those who are busybodies. Are you listening?
Trying to be spiritual.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
One of the first places.
That we learn to hear God's voice
is within our own hearts.
Number four,
the importance of walking
under spiritual authority
and covering.
Under spiritual what?
Authority and covering.
See, if you get from up under spiritual authority and covering, you can get out here on your own.
That's why most females that are in ministry fail to recognize and to realize that a woman's head must be covered.
Amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
See, you can't pick parts out the Bible
that you want.
You listening?
That's why it's good to have apostolic government and covering.
You listening?
Because we must understand, watch this, God's divine order of things.
You listening?
Yes, go ahead.
The devil loves to target those.
The what now?
The devil loves to target those
who are not,
y'all got that?
Yes, properly covered.
Spiritual covering operates
believer submits himself.
Spiritual covering operates when a believer submits him or herself
to the person,
ministry,
and message
of the leader of the church. Notice it said, when you submit yourself.
Yes,
see, because in, see, that's the difference between the kingdom and church membership.
Yes,
see, church membership, you think submission is weakness. Submission is strength.
Yes, it is.
Because in order for you to submit, you must know who you are. And when you submit, you're saying, I know who I am, and I recognize that God gave you the authority. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Supernatural.
Yes, sir.
To be my covering. And I can't be your covering if you don't respect me.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes,
you will always find some little way not to be covered, but you'll stick out like a sore thumb. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Breaking
his relationship.
Not flowing with the leader's ministry.
Not flowing with the leader's ministry.
And disobeying his message.
And disobeying his message.
Can make the believer vulnerable.
Can make the believer vulnerable.
To demonic
attacks.
1 Corinthians 11:10.
1 Corinthians 11:10.
Tells us.
That demonic spirits. Are looking to attack those believers
who do not have a symbol
of authority that's over them.
Yes. Number five. Thoughts on spiritual covering. Covering is spiritual. It is a spirit covering. And it's not religious affiliation. Covering is only provided by
a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody God called and sent. Not somebody who studied and went. You listening? I'm not gonna down a seminary, but the reality is, people depend more on seminaries than they depend on revelation that comes from God. How you gonna go to have a seminary train you when they don't believe there are no more apostles? Thank you for your enthusiasm. You already, oh God, shall I say it? Yes, Ryan, say it. Are you listening? You already done left the foundation. Ephesians 2:20 say, and the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 4:11 say, he gave gifts unto men. That's the Lord Jesus Christ who preached the kingdom. Yet he was the head of the church. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some teachers. So Jesus gave these ministry gifts. I'm about to make a switch on y'all now. These gifts are kingdom citizen operating gifts.
Yes.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. And God set these gifts in the body. Y'all ain't catching, huh? Y'all ain't catching. In the kingdom, Jesus preached what? The kingdom,
right?
And in order to build the kingdom, he gave some gifts. These gifts that he gave to the kingdom, God set them in the church, which is the vehicle to carry out the will of the kingdom. But don't act like you saw that before. He set in the church, first in the body, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, gifts of healing, working of miracles, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Go ahead.
Covering is based on relationship.
Covering, spiritual covering, is based on relationship.
Covering is provided through the local church.
Covering is provided through the local church, not the radio minister. Not your television prophet. Not somebody you go pick who can't see you. Not somebody you don't want to be where they can hear your voice and jack you up if they have to. Yes, I say, what kind of class is this? Go ahead.
Covering is binding on both parties.
Covering, spiritual covering, yes, is binding on both parties who are involved.
Covering can only be fully provided
through a matured leader, not somebody who gets offended when they are criticized or retaliates. Thank you. That's right. Get personal. See, when you are in authority, thank you for your enthusiasm, you don't allow things like that to rub you the wrong way. Some people will try you. You listening? But when you're matured, you know they are trying even before they try. Look at y'all. See, unfortunately, church membership make you think God's fivefold ministry are clueless to your activities. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead. Why would God give us oversight? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a voice of a stranger they will not follow. That stranger could be your mom and your daddy. Could be your sister and your brother. Could be your auntie and your uncle. Could be your BFF. Could be the one you went to seminary with. Go ahead.
The above foundations
are necessary ingredients
that will provide
to us a solid base
for the operation
of the discerning of spirits.
Learning to minister
in the discerning of spirits.
Number one,
we receive the Holy Spirit's impression. Are the Holy Spirit's inner witness with our spirits
in our hearts.
This spirit message
is received directly into our spirits.
There are many ways
the message can come into our hearts
and our minds.
Number one, impressions.
Number two,
inner witness of the Holy Spirit.
That's why the scripture constantly say the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirits. Not only that, we're the sons and the children of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
But we can try spirits by the Spirit. Go ahead.
Number three, visions.
Number four,
the inner voice of the Holy Spirit.
Watch this, which is more authoritative in some cases. Are you listening? Yeah. Sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks to you so strongly, you think it's coming from out here.
That's right.
But it's really coming from in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And number five. The inner voice of the recreated human spirit
who is articulating to us, you listening, by the Holy Spirit within us.
Number two.
The message is always spirit related. I'll put it another way. Related to the realm of the spirit. Because
yes,
we're dealing with the gift of the discerning of spirits.
Yes,
go ahead.
It revolves around
the four realms of spirits.
The Holy Spirit.
Angelic spirits.
Demonic spirits.
And human spirits.
The message
always relates to these four realms of spirits.
Their manifestation and their presence
is made known unto the conscious mind
through the operation of the gift of the discerning of spirits.
Number three,
the revelation received
concerns the present manifestation.
The manifestation is happening.
The manifestation is happening.
At that present time.
At that present time or in that present moment.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
Is an
on-sight gift.
And it is able to detect
any spirit presence
and its origin
at the time of manifestation.
Number four.
We need a word of confirmation within our own hearts. When operating in the gift of the discerning of spirits, the facts that are received, they are confirmed within our own spirits.
These facts cannot be confirmed,
by deductive reasoning
or assessment.
Y'all got it? Not observation, not trying to figure stuff out. Go ahead.
These facts relate to the spirit world.
And they can only be perceived
by a sensitive spirit.
That is within a believer.
Therefore,
there is a great need
to keep our own spirits strong,
healthy,
and sensitive.
How you do that, Reverend? Praying always with all supplication in the spirit, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
Number five.
We must know what to do
with
the revealed facts.
When the source of the manifestation
is revealed unto us,
we can take the appropriate actions
either to respond to
or to resist
that manifestation.
Not every supernatural manifestation
is from God.
We need to detect the source of the manifestation
before we respond to it.
Not only
the word of confirmation
is being done within our spirits,
but the response or the reaction
is almost automatic
from us too.
The ability to know
what to do with facts
and how to respond
properly
comes to us intuitively
because it's coming by the Spirit. Go ahead.
Number six.
Sometimes
the vision is given
by the Holy Spirit
to help us see
into the realm
of the Spirit or
the Spirit world.
The Holy Spirit
gives us a vision
of what is taking place
in the realm of the Spirit,
and also gives unto us
the insight
into what to do
concerning such revelation
that is being given to us through the gift of the discerning of spirits.
F.
Scriptural purposes for this gift.
Some of the scriptural purposes
of this gift
are as follows.
Number one,
to identify the nature,
character,
and source
of the supernatural manifestation.
Number two,
to discern and to test,
and to detect,
and to distinguish
the spirit
that's in manifestation.
Number three,
to discern an evil influence
or evil spirit
that is in the human heart,
as in the case of as in the case of Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 20 through 27.
And Ananias
in Acts chapter number 5, verses 1 through about 7. I gave you that so you can read the full context. Are you listening? Y'all like to go to specific verses. I want you to get the whole context. Go ahead.
Number four.
To discern the doctrine of demons.
And false teachers.
Even though
a doctrine can be correctly judged.
To be hearsay.
On the basis of the written word
or the canon of scripture.
Yet without this gift,
the source and the origin
of such a doctrine
cannot be accurately
and fully unveiled.
In other words, the Holy Ghost can't pull a cover off. Go ahead.
Number five.
To help determine the degree
of demonic influence
upon a person.
Ask these questions.
Is that person depressed?
Oppressed.
Is that person oppressed?
Obsessed.
Is that person obsessed?
Or even possessed?
Or is that person even possessed?
Is the person fully delivered?
Is that person fully delivered?
Or are there other spirit influences
operating in their lives?
Is it a spirit influence?
Or is it a soulish experience?
These and many other spirits.
Related questions.
Can be fully answered.
By the operation.
Of the gift of the discerning of spirits.
Number six.
To determine the direction.
The Holy Spirit wants to take.
Or is taking.
In a service,
such spiritual revelation
concerning the way,
method,
and means
the Holy Spirit wants to take
can be unfolded to us
so that we can effectively work with him.
Developing spiritual sensitivity.
Just as we can prophesy
under the spirit of prophecy
or in the gift of prophecy
so that spiritual sensitivity
can be developed
through practice
and by the operation
of the gift of the discerning of spirits.
Developing spiritual sensitivity
through practice
is established through a consistent walk
in and with the Holy Spirit.
It is a day-to-day development
of our inner man
so that our spirits can become sensitive
to the moving and the inner working
of the Holy Spirit.
Spiritual sensitivity
that comes through the gift of the discerning of spirits
is a gifting of the Holy Spirit
to equip the believer
to minister more effectively in the realm of the Spirit.
This type of sensitivity
is more accurate
and of greater depth
than that which comes
through practice
and through the school of hard knocks
and it carries with it
a greater level of anointing. Make people kind of afraid to walk, be around you. You listening?
Yes,
I say, see, apostles and prophets, real apostles and prophets, they'll make you like that. Because you be trying to figure out what both the end of this week. Go ahead.
H.
Caution.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
The gift of the discerning of spirits
is a must requirement
for all who move in prayer and intercession. As a matter of fact, without this gift, you can't build properly in the realm of the spirit. You can't build properly in the realm of the spirit without the gift of the discerning of spirits. Go ahead.
We cannot be engaged
in spiritual warfare
without first identifying
the enemy.
We can only bind on earth
what that which is already bound in heaven.
And we can only loose on earth
that which has already been loosed in heaven.
We must be able to penetrate the spirit world
before we can influence the natural world.
Our perception of the spirit world
determines the type of results that we're getting
and the type of strategies
that we would employ
in spiritual warfare.
The second word of caution
is for those who minister deliverance.
In the realm of deliverance.
We need to be functioning
in the gift of the discerning of spirits.
If we're going to successfully deal
with the satanic kingdom. The satanic kingdom. See, when you're dealing in the realm of the spirits, you're not dealing with flesh and blood. You're dealing with ranks that are in the spirit world. You listening? And you're not going to take out the top spirit demon. You listening? See, the little demon's not going nowhere till you deal with the top one. Because he's the one that's authorizing them to carry out the mission. We've been trying to go from the bottom to the top when you should go from the top to knock the bottom out.
Therefore,
we who must minister
deliverance
we must not take counsel
from those
who are under demonic influences.
We should not respond
or we should not react
to the voices
that comes through those oppressed vessels.
We minister by responding
to the Holy Spirit's voice
in every circumstance.
The devil's challenge and suggestions
to Eve
and the continual persistence
of the devil
at Jesus
to prove his sonship
serves as a clear warning
to us
not to heed,
fear,
or react
to satanic voices.
The third word of caution
is for those who minister
inner healing.
We need to be functioning
in the revelational gifts.
If we are going to deal with a person's past,
correct and reconstruct
his present life,
their present life,
and help them to chart the course
of their future destiny.
We need to discern whether there is a spirit influence
or a soulish bondage.
If we're going to minister to them inner healing,
there is a valid place in Scripture
for ministering deliverance
and inner healing
to the saints.
However,
the ways and the methods
we choose to minister inner healing
must be
in the light of New Testament principles
and in cooperation with the gifts of the Holy Spirit
and producing permanent our ongoing results
in the lives of those
that we're ministering to. It certainly has been my privilege to share this class with you, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. We can never cover all the chapters that are in the book, but would strongly encourage you to read them. And we're going to send you an outline for your exams. Have a wonderful break.